Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most studied, most quoted, and most dramatic plays in the entire English literature canon, William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Whether you're revising for your EdExcel IGCSE exam or just trying to get your head around the play for the first time, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We're going to cover the core concepts, the key themes, the characters examiners love to ask about, and crucially, the exam techniques that will push your marks into the top band. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Romeo and Juliet was written by Shakespeare around 1594 to 1596, and it's a tragedy, which means, as you already know, it ends in death. But what makes it such a rich text for exam purposes is that the tragedy isn't just about two teenagers falling in love. It's about the collision of forces that are bigger than any individual character: family loyalty, social honor, fate, and the destructive power of hatred passed down through generations. The play is set in Verona, Italy, and opens with a street brawl between servants of the Montague and Capulet families, two noble houses locked in an ancient grudge. Shakespeare gives us this context immediately in the prologue, where the chorus tells us that Romeo and Juliet are a pair of star-crossed lovers who will take their life. That phrase, star-crossed, is absolutely essential for your exam. It signals the theme of fate. In Elizabethan England, people genuinely believed that the stars influenced human destiny. So when Shakespeare uses this phrase, he's telling his audience from the very start that these lovers are doomed, not by their own choices alone, but by forces beyond their control. Now let's talk about the key themes, because these are what examiners will ask you to explore. The first and most obvious theme is love. But here's where you need to be sophisticated. Love in this play takes many forms. There's the passionate, impulsive, romantic love between Romeo and Juliet, which Shakespeare presents through elevated, poetic language. Think of the famous balcony scene in Act Two, Scene Two, where Romeo says, "It is the east, and Juliet is the sun." That's a metaphor. Romeo is comparing Juliet to the sun, suggesting she is his entire world, his source of light and warmth. But there's also the transactional, patriarchal love of Lord Capulet, who sees Juliet as property to be married off to Paris. And there's the bawdy, physical love that characters like Mercutio joke about. Shakespeare presents love as complex, contradictory, and ultimately dangerous when it exists in a world defined by hatred. Which brings us to the second major theme, conflict and hate. The feud between the Montagues and Capulets is never fully explained, and that's deliberate. Shakespeare wants us to understand that hatred can be inherited, irrational, and self-perpetuating. Tybalt is the embodiment of this theme. He says in Act One, "What drawn and talk of peace? I hate the word as I hate hell, all Montagues and thee." That list, hell, Montagues, thee, places the Montagues in the same category as hell itself. It's extreme, and it shows how hatred has become almost religious for Tybalt. His death at Romeo's hands in Act Three is the turning point of the play, the moment when love and hate collide with fatal consequences. The third theme is fate and inevitability. The prologue tells us the ending before the play even begins. Shakespeare uses dramatic irony throughout. We know Romeo and Juliet are doomed even when they don't. This creates a sense of tragic inevitability. Every near miss, every bad timing, every misdelivered message feels like fate tightening its grip. Friar Lawrence's plan fails because the letter doesn't reach Romeo in time. Romeo kills himself moments before Juliet wakes. These aren't just plot conveniences. They're Shakespeare's way of showing that the lovers are caught in forces they cannot escape. Now let's look at the key characters briefly. Romeo begins the play as a lovesick teenager pining for Rosaline. He's performative, using the language of courtly love conventions. But when he meets Juliet, something shifts. His language becomes more genuine, more immediate. His tragic flaw is impulsiveness. He kills Tybalt in a rage. He rushes to the tomb without waiting for news. Juliet, by contrast, is arguably the more mature character. She questions the speed of their love. It is too rash, too sudden, too like the lightning. And she shows remarkable courage, choosing death over a life without Romeo. Friar Lawrence is the well-intentioned adult whose plan ultimately fails. He represents the idea that good intentions are not enough in a world governed by hatred and fate. Right, now let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. For your EdExcel IG CSE, the literature paper will ask you to respond to an extract and then discuss the text as a whole. The question will typically say something like, "Starting with this extract, explore how Shakespeare presents the theme of love." That phrase, "starting with," is your instruction. Spend roughly half your time on the extract and half on the wider text. Don't just summarize the extract. Analyze it. Pick specific words and phrases and explain the effect they have on the audience. The biggest mistake candidates make is what examiners call feature spotting. That's when you write something like, "Shakespeare uses a metaphor here." Full stop. That earns you no marks. What earns marks is explaining the effect. Shakespeare uses the metaphor of the sun to suggest that Romeo sees Juliet as the center of his universe, elevating her to an almost divine status, which reflects the Elizabethan convention of Petrarchan love poetry, where women were idealized and worshipped from afar. See the difference? Point, evidence, analysis, and context, all woven together. Another common mistake is bolting context on as a separate paragraph at the end. Examiners want to see context integrated into your analysis. Don't write, "In Elizabethan times, women had no power." Instead write, "Juliet's obedience to her father reflects the patriarchal structure of Elizabethan society, where daughters were expected to submit to arranged marriages, which makes her eventual defiance all the more dramatically powerful." Remember your assessment objectives. AO1 is your argument and textual references. AO2 is your analysis of Shakespeare's methods, language, structure, form. AO3 is context, and AO4 is your spelling, punctuation, and grammar. 4 marks that are easy to secure if you write carefully. Okay, let's do a quick fire recall quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What phrase in the prologue signals the theme of fate? A pair of star-crossed lovers. Question 2. In Act 2, Scene 2, what does Romeo compare Juliet to? The sun? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Question 3. Who says these violent delights have violent ends? Friar Lawrence in Act 2, Scene 6. Question 4. What is the name of the character who embodies hatred and conflict? Tybalt. Question 5. What is the term for when the audience knows something a character doesn't? Dramatic irony. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections of the play. Let's wrap up. Romeo and Juliet is a play about the destructive collision of love and hate, youth and age, individual desire and social duty. Shakespeare uses language, structure, and dramatic irony to create a tragedy that feels both inevitable and heartbreaking. For your exam, remember, analyze methods, integrate context, and always answer the specific question asked. The key quotes to have at your fingertips are, "A pair of star-crossed lovers" from the prologue, "These violent delights have violent ends" from Friar Lawrence, "It is the east and Juliet is the sun" from the balcony scene, "A plague on both your houses" from Mercutio, and "All are punished" from Prince Aeschylus at the end. You've got this. Go back to the text, annotate those key scenes, and trust your analysis. Good luck in your exam. I'll be rooting for you.